You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A warning that this first piece discusses a case regarding sexual assault. It will be over in 6 minutes if you'd like to tune back in then. Thursdays in Black is a student-led grassroots campaign working towards a world without rape and sexual violence. Last week, they published an open letter in response to a decision by the Department of Corrections that allowed a convicted rapist on home detention to attend classes on campus at the University of Auckland without consultation with the university. Today, I spoke with Jenna Hawkins-Bolton, the Vice President of the Auckland branch, about Thursdays in Black's action against the decision. I started by asking Jenna to give an overview of the situation that led to the open letter being published.
So what happened was there is a student that's enrolled at the university who has recently been convicted of rape and sexual assault on 5 different accounts. And basically, he 3 months into his sentence, because he basically was sentenced to 12 months home detention, so 3 months into serving his sentence, he was granted approval to attend on-campus classes, and that was done without consultation with the university and without consultation with the survivors and without consultation of the program, the rehabilitation program that he was a part of. He was allowed on campus for a week, and then Department of Corrections reversed their decision, so now he's back in under house arrest.
Regardless of that reversion, what impact did Corrections' decision to allow a convicted rapist have freedoms on campus? What kind of impact did that have on the wider community on campus?
It really was just a bit of a slap in the face for survivors on campus, just the sheer disregard for our safety, and also just not considering the fact that allowing someone like this so short into their sentence can be really re-traumatising for our university community who have been involved in this sort of abuse.
And does Thursdays in Black have any further wishes for this case to follow? A lot of people have, for example, asked for name suppression of the offender to be removed. Could you explain maybe the rationale for that call and whether your organisation is on board with that idea?
Yeah, Thursdays in Black are definitely on board with his name suppression being lifted. First reason is the fact that 3 of his victims have actually taken off their own name suppression to fight for change, so we want to respect that. And we also believe it's just the best way to serve justice and to also just have that ability to inform students at University of Auckland who this man is and what crimes he has committed. I think that it's what survivors deserve.
Absolutely. And as you say, the survivors have very bravely named themselves in the case. What did their actions say to other survivors?
Their courage really just took a stand for every survivor that has ever been silenced by the system. It's such a courageous thing to do. I have so much respect for their bravery in this. And it really just basically sticks to the system. They've been very vocal about the lack of justice that's been served in this case. And I think it's just a very honourable way to fight for justice.
So the offender has received a 73% discount on his sentence and is enjoying name suppression while the victims are lacking support, I believe that your letter mentioned. And while they have been immensely brave and being open and courageous and public about their trauma, there would possibly be an argument to say that they shouldn't have to be the ones to bear that burden, that they've suffered enough. Do you think that this kind of situation is common in Aotearoa? And is there any institutional shift occurring, or are we still letting offenders off easier, or maybe, to quote the judge in the case, giving them a lucky break, so to speak?
Yeah, I think there's a general consensus in this country that the onus is always on the survivor to fight for justice. And it's just difficult for these young women in particular because there's been obviously a lot of media attention and they've been very vocal in the media. But it's also just a lot of trauma that's being unpacked for the whole country to see. And it definitely should not take 3 young women who have basically got lifelong trauma because of this individual having to be vocal about what this man has put them through and just the lack of justice in our court system. It absolutely should not be up to victims to fight for this. It needs to be cross-institutional, like you said. Yeah, it's just this type of advocacy is hard because we're not going to see change overnight. It's basically a marathon, not a sprint. We hope that situations like this will basically show the people in power that they need to do more.
And what kind of tangible things can we undertake to be sure that this situation isn't replicated? You've mentioned there has been maybe a breakdown in comms between the University of Auckland and the Department of Corrections. So would a communication system to talk about offenders being on campus, would that be a good system?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I would personally be interested in talking to the university about what the protocol is when there is someone like this who was enrolled in university, and what safety protocols are particularly in place to protect students. They know that when you do enrol in university, you do have to declare your criminal record. What sort of process is in place to ensure that this person doesn't reoffend? There, that would be something that I would like to pursue. And other tangible ways to be involved in holding the Department of Corrections accountable, for sure, and just really just keeping an eye on them and making sure they don't put us in the situation again.
What department in the University of Auckland is responsible for managing situations like this, and have they had a response?
I believe the university has said they haven't been involved in communication with this. I think Campus Care, we've been speaking a lot with them about what structures are in place to support survivors.
And on that note, where can those who may have been very affected by this playing out in the media, as you've said, where can they go for support, maybe on campus or otherwise? I know there's a women's space on campus if you don't feel like being out in the open.
Yeah, like you said, women's space. I believe there's a Help Auckland counsellor on campus on Wednesdays, but I would definitely recommend speaking with Help Auckland or Safe to Talk. Those are my go-to recommendations.
That was me speaking with Jenna Hawkins-Bolton, the Vice President of Thursdays in Black, about their open letter to the Department of Corrections. And as the name implies, Thursday in Black encourages people to wear black on Thursdays in solidarity with victims of sexual assault. If it's too late today to change your outfit, consider wearing black next week. And you can also read their open letter to the Department of Corrections on their Instagram at ThursdaysInBlackUOA. And if you're upset or disturbed by the content of that story, please do not hesitate to reach out. Safe to Talk is a free sexual harm helpline. Text 4334 or call at 0800 044 334 or live chat via their website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.